Welcome to Pablo's Thought Podcast, hosted by me, Pablo Morales. This is a podcast where I share the things that are interesting to me, such as technology, blogging, the indie web, and more. Thanks for tuning in to the second episode of the podcast. In today's episode, I dive into a tool that most of us use daily, our web browser. It's our window to the digital world. We are all guilty of having so many tabs open that you wonder why your computer hasn't crashed yet. If you know, you know. This could be an episode in itself. But anyway, moving on. Let's dive into an internet browser that has been making waves since its inception. None other than Mozilla's Firefox browser. The earliest concept of Mozilla's browser, Firefox, has been around since the late 1990s and early 2000s. It's gone through so many changes. We're currently on version 120 at the time of this recording, and this browser offers so many features and it's easy to use. I want to talk about how long I've used it and why I use it. So I've been using Firefox since I was a little kid, using it on Windows XP. It's been my browser of choice for about 2 decades. I would consider myself a diehard Firefox user. The first time I heard of it was reading CNET's article called "Mozilla Releases Firefox 1.0." I actually remember the moment when I installed it on the family desktop. I thought it was the best day ever installing version 1.1 of Firefox, even though I didn't know what it really was at the time. I recently researched the list of features and performed an image search of screenshots of the early days of the browser and what it has to offer today. And man, has it changed so much? There's so much nostalgia. I think many people are tired of Internet Explorer for various reasons, such as the lack of web standards. Many sites were coded where they only seem to function correctly by using Internet Explorer. It hurts to think about going back to these times. But in modern times, Google Chrome has been doing the same thing. The Verge actually wrote a great article called "Chrome is Turning into the New Internet Explorer 6." And the subcaption was, "Chrome-only sites are a problem." Sound pretty familiar, right? That's where Firefox came in to fix many of the problems of Internet Explorer and the internet of yesteryear. I will admit there were dark times with Firefox. At one point, it was very bloated and not very fast. It wasn't pleasant for your computer resources to spike in usage and making the experience unpleasant on your entire environment. I'm really happy they fixed many of these issues. I'm super happy Mozilla redeveloped Firefox Engine to Quantum. My 2 cents on using other browsers are the following. I prefer not to utilize Google Chrome unless I absolutely have to. Safari is okay. It's nice when I want to just see if something is loading correctly on a different browser instead of using maybe my current browser where it might be already cached, but I want to see something completely different really quick. Here are some moments I've had with Firefox, and these are the ones I recently remembered. I remember extensions that would enable the use of Internet Explorer Engine right in Firefox and allow ActiveX plugins in Firefox. A good example of this was attempting to use Windows Update in Firefox, since you had to historically, like in the days of of Windows XP, you had to use Internet Explorer to install updates for your computer. But looking back at it now, it was pretty cool just to like oh hey, I don't have to use Firefox particularly, but at the same time, it seemed like such a big security risk because of well, ActiveX wasn't known to be the most secure. And you know, it was known for exploits at the time. One of my other favorite projects related to Firefox was the use of Prism. from Mozilla Labs. I'm going to read the following description from Mozilla Labs because it does a way better job explaining what Prism was. Well, because one, it's their product, and two, it's just it's better that it comes from them than me trying to explain it. Prism is designed to create a better environment for running your favorite web-based applications. Much of what we use to accomplish using an application running locally on our computers is moving into the web browser. Thanks to advances in web technology, these apps are increasingly powerful and usable. As a result, applications like Gmail, Facebook, and Google Docs are soaring in popularity. So basically, you're basically running certain websites as a desktop application, or essentially, you're running these websites in like a container or like in a little shell that you run the program Prism. You basically tell it where you're pointing it to, and basically you could run it these websites like Gmail in a as a desktop app. So you can pin it to your taskbar or your desktop as a shortcut, or even in the start menu on Windows XP or even Vista. I mean, I managed to be able to use it even recently up to like Windows 10 using some compatibility features. I mean, I thought it was like the most coolest thing ever because I remember even using it for my home router, just being able to just put it on my taskbar, click it, log in, and it just seemed like I was running just a normal desktop application. So now let me share some of my favorite features of Firefox in no particular order. So Firefox Browser Sync. I use Firefox Browser Sync along with my Firefox account to sync my tabs and history between my desktop devices and my mobile devices, such as my laptop and cell phone. It's pretty nice that I can rely on my tabs and pick up where I left off on my laptop to my phone and vice versa. It's nice being able to send tabs to my devices as well. So let's just say I see an article I read on my phone, but when I want to maybe read more, dive into a little bit more, or at least into the topic. So maybe I'll send it to my desktop computer at home, and then the minute I send it to my computer, it will load automatically, and boom, that tab will be open for me to start reading again. Seems pretty basic, but also just seems really cool in general. So now, picture in picture. So Firefox Picture in Picture, or PIP, or PIP for short, is a really cool feature I enjoy because a good example of this would be watching a YouTube video or watching a live feed in a pop-up. So, for example, let's just say I'm coding something, but I'm also reading a tutorial. I can resize this little pop-out window, the picture in picture, and code while looking at the example instead of having to split my screen into in half, or like having the video next to me and half the screen in Firefox, and using VS Code or Vim and having to code it. But it's like, well, one, it saves me a lot of space instead of the wasted space. For example, YouTube, you have the portion of the site where it's just the video, and then you have the rest of the content below. It seems like a waste of space versus I can maybe have the full screen of a code editor and just move the video around as needed. Or a good example would be Mozilla when they did their Red Panda campaign, where they had the live feeds of all the cute little red pandas. It's just so nice being able to see little cute little red pandas, and just they're just so adorable, you know? Fingerprint blocking. Fingerprint blocking is another method of online tracking that's more invasive than ordinary cookie-based tracking. So really, a lot of companies or ad companies like to keep track of you by oftentimes creating a profile, and they add like these tracking cookies, kind of keep tabs on you throughout the internet, and like basically just collect what you're doing online. But then overall, just the overall features of privacy, whether it's content blocking, just overall privacy features of Firefox, which I really enjoy, it's, you know, it's just, it's simple, it's good, I enjoy it. But overall, I'm looking very forward to see what Mozilla does with Firefox for user privacy around the web, because this world is only getting more complex with how we can protect our data, and it's difficult, and it's just trying to keep the internet safe, trying to keep us all safe, and not being tracked all over the place. But if you have any questions or comments on this episode, feel free to email me at podcast@lifeofpablo.com or send me a web mention to the podcast page on my website. Thank you.